From out of the West comes Red Rider, America's famous fighting cowboy.
On that pony, Little Beaver. There's been a shooting over at Paradise Plateau, and we've got to see that justice is done.
You betcha, Red Rider. Get along. Get him up. Get!
Come on, Thunder. Ride 'em, cowboy.
The Adventures of Red Rider. In just a moment, we'll join Red Rider. Red Rider and Little Beaver would be the first to tell you that there's nothing more enjoyable than a good sandwich. And if you like sandwiches that are so fresh and flavorful, so tender and rich that each bite is a taste delight, make them with fresh and tasty Langendorf bread, the bread baking experts judged America's finest. Sandwiches made with Langendorf bread help give you strength and energy, too. In addition to other healthful benefits, each smooth and flavorful slice contains dextrose, the world's greatest quick energy food, to help pep you up. Yes, you youngsters who take your lunches to school, and you men and women who take sandwiches to work, will find that Langendorf bread sandwiches taste better and are better. So for goodness sake and for energy's sake, always make sandwiches with Langendorf, the bread judged America's finest. Get fresh and tasty Langendorf bread at your grocer's tomorrow. It is an early summer's morning, and Red Rider and Little Beaver have ridden to a far corner of Painted Valley on an errand of mercy. The plaintive bawling of an injured cow has been reported by one of the ranch hands, and Red and his constant companion have gone to seek it out. We find them as they are ministering to the crippled animal.
There now, you poor critter. I know just how this polar smarts on that festered shank of yours, but it'll be all over in a few minutes.
Cow... him crybaby.
And a fine one you are to go talking that way, Little Beaver. Well, remember the time you had the mumps?
You want him bandaged now?
Not half as much as you want him change him subject. Finest medicine on the sun. Laughter. Just look at that critter perk up. All right, now. Give me the bandage to wrap around the poultice. Say, you suddenly been struck deaf and dumb, Little Beaver?
You see him what I see?
Huh? You mean that cloud of dust way down there on the highway? Somebody must be in an awful hurry. But so am I to get back to the ranch house, so how about that bandage? Thanks. Oh, wrapping it a bit too tight, am I? Well, I'll fix that. Little Beaver, quit staring down at that highway and start putting the stuff back in that first aid kit. Now, if we don't get a move on, the Duchess will give
us... What more than horses on highway?
Huh? No wonder they're making such fast time. The driver's whipping his horses.
Me see him.
Now, if there's one thing I can't stand, it's the ornery, low-down, good-for-nothing coyote that'll whip horses. Now, quick, Little Beaver. Dump everything into the first aid kit and... All right, there you go, you critter.
You betcha we catch a buckboard.
Yes, sir. Now, grab your pinto and let's get going. Get alongside the left horse and grab the reins, little Beaver. I'll do the same with the right one. Careful you don't get unseated. Steady. No, over there. Steady.
Leave my horses alone, do you hear? Leave them alone or I'll use the whip on you.
Well, I'll be hog-tied a woman in dungarees.
Let go of those horses or I'll cut you to pieces with that whip, mister.
Just you try it, ma'am. I'm holding on to these horses.
Look up, Red Rider. Squaw wild like firewater.
I'm not getting delayed by anybody. I don't care who. Out of my way!
I see I've got to take that whip away from you. Now hold the horses, little Beaver.
Me hold them.
Don't you dare come near me. dare?
I never fought a woman before, but this time... There.
I just hope I don't carry that welt across my face all my life, ma'am.
Give me that whip. I've got to get on, I tell you. I've got to.
Well, you won't get there with those horses tuckered out the way they are. Now look at them, frothing at the mouth, plumb worn out.
Why can't you leave me alone?
Red Rider, you look him here.
Huh? What did you find there in the back of the buckboard, Little Beaver?
Man, him dead.
Dead man? Here, let me see.
I knew they killed him. I knew it wasn't any use.
He's still alive. Quick, Little Beaver. Fetch the first aid kit from the pommel of my saddle. Lucky thing we headed along.
You bet, some Red Rider.
A bullet right alongside the heart.
You think of him all right?
Not unless we can get him to a doctor right away. Well, I'm doing what I can here. You unhitch the horses from the buckboard and replace them with Thunder and your Pinto.
But they not harness horses.
Well, they are now.
Thunder got him too much spirit to pull buckboard.
He'll do it for me, all right. Now, the life of this man depends on it. Now, do what I say. Now that you've calmed down, ma'am, it'll help a powerful lot if you'll explain a few things.
You'll have to forgive me for what I said and did. I lost my head. I was trying to get my husband to Devil's Hole. I knew the nearest doctor was there, and I thought you were trying to stop me.
Why should I? Why should anyone? Unless it was the varmint that shot your husband.
That's it. I was so crazed with worry and grief, I thought you'd followed me all the way from Paradise Plateau.
Say, you have come quite a piece, haven't you, ma'am? No wonder those horses are...
I must have been out of my mind to whip them. I've never done anything like that before. But all I could think of was to make them go faster or Jim would die.
I understand. And I'm sure even the horses would forgive you if they knew the reason. Well, here we are. How is he back there, Little Beaver?
Still need them.
Thank God. Maybe we've still time.
Oh, there. Oh. Now, if the doc is only in, let's hope that luck is still with us, and he is.
You'll have to deliver the anesthetic, Red. My wife usually does it, but she's over at a neighbor's. You think you can handle it?
Well, I've never done anything like that before, but sure. Sure, I can manage it.
Consign that lead pellet. Consign it, I say. Lodged in there like it... bedded in deeper than any I ever saw. There, I got it. I got it.
Tell me the truth, Mr. Ryder. Do you think... is there really any hope?
Well, Mrs. Eddy... Doc says he won't be able to tell for sure until your husband starts coming out of the anesthetic. But he appears to think there's a fighting chance.
And I owe it all to you. How can I ever thank you?
Oh, never mind that now, ma'am. But if I'm not meddling, won't you tell me how your husband got shot? Because whoever did it needs to have the law on him, if that hasn't happened already.
Law? What can the law do?
Ma'am, what's that you're saying?
You'd say it too if...
If what, ma'am? Mind telling me how this started?
Well, we came out from Ohio about a year ago, just after we got married. Jim said that there was a future out west for a man that was willing to work for it.
And barring tough luck and the cussedness of certain rascals, he was right.
No. No, he was wrong. No man ever worked harder than my Jim. Why, from early morning until late at night, he was...
How did you happen to locate at Paradise Plateau?
Well... on the trail, we met up with an agent of the company in charge of the development. The Paradise Plateau Mutual Water Company.
I've heard tell of it, but didn't pay much attention.
Well, the story we heard would have made anyone pay attention. Especially us. It seemed made to order for us. So much so that I remember saying to Jim, it's too good to be true.
Exactly what was the proposition?
In order to encourage settlers, the water company was offering to sell each one a parcel of 60 acres at $5 an acre.
No wonder you said it was too good to be true. That was cheap.
Oh, there were certain qualifications.
Each settler had to sort of prove up on his land.
Build on it, I suppose.
Yes, a house and a barn by the end of the first year. If not, everything was to be forfeited. I guess we should have known from that, should have been forewarned. But you see, Mr. Ryder, they all talk so smoothly, and they even let you divide the acreage price into three payments of $100 each.
Uh-huh. I think I'm beginning to catch on.
Wait. It's almost unbelievable how crooked some men can be. For 1 year, we worked our fingers to the bone. We cultivated the land, bought a herd of cattle, built our barn, and then... Oh, it seems ages ago, but it was only yesterday. Jim and I were...
Hiya, mister. Your name Jim Eddy?
Why, yes, mister. What can I do for you?
Jim? Oh, visitors?
I guess so. Them horsemen there, friends of yours?
You might call them that. Thought they'd come along just in case we had trouble. I'm from the Paradise Plateau Mutual Water Company. Got a little bill for you. Small matter of $1,350.
How much?
Yeah, assessments is what it says here. $22.50 an acre.
Assessments? Why, I paid $300 on this land, like the contract says. I never understood we had more money to pay.
I didn't come to take no excuses, mister. It's pay or get off in the land, and right now.
So that's it. Ruth, get me my rifle.
No, you don't, mister. Hold it. Stand right where you are.
Nobody's coming into my house.
Oh, Jim.
Nobody
Jim.
Pulling guns on us while we're just riding around doing our duty. Now get off this land unless you got $1,300, and fast. Because if you don't, by nightfall we...
And then, Mr. Ryder, they took everything we had, except this team and buckboard.
Uh-huh. Now, just one more question, ma'am. This man who put you off the land, had you ever seen him before?
Never.
I see. Well, I reckon you must be mighty hungry and just about all in. Now, there's a nice old lady in this flea-bitten town of Devil's Hole. Granny Smith. She'll fix you up the best meal you've ever tasted. There you can rest and clean
Thank
up.
Thank you, Mr. Ryder. But I couldn't step out of this door. I couldn't eat a morsel until I found out about Jim.
Well, doctor...
Doctor, is he...
You're all green now, Miss Eddie. He's asking for you.
Oh, thank you, doctor. Jim, darling.
Well, is that a load off my buckskins, knowing that he'll pull through?
Who told you he would, Red?
But I thought... What's the lowdown, Doc?
That operation is one of the slickest ever done in these parts, if I do say so myself. And like I told you before, he had a fighting chance.
Then what?
He won't fight.
Huh? What do you mean by that?
Exactly what I said. The fella won't fight. For some reason or other, he doesn't seem to want to live.
Doesn't seem to want to live.
Maybe you know why.
Yes, I sure reckon I do. Think I'll have a talk with him.
Oh, don't, darling. Don't talk like that.
Mind if I come in, ma'am?
Oh, Mr. Ryder, I wish you would.
Who is it, Ruth?
Jim, this is Red Ryder. I'd never have made it here in time with you if it hadn't been for him.
Oh, thanks, partner. Your looks like that won't make no difference now.
You mustn't say such things, Jim. You mustn't think them. You've got to live, if only for my sake.
Oh, a fine woman like you, Ruth. You'll be well rid of me.
Oh, no, Jim, I love you.
You'll be all right, ma'am.
Huh?
You mean the doctor said...
No, it's what I'm saying.
Oh.
You see, Jim, you're going to get back that 60 acres at Paradise Plateau. Yes, and everything that goes with it.
You can't mean it.
He doesn't. Just saying that to make me feel better.
I'm giving you the word of Red Ryder. And folks that know me will tell you Red Ryder has never gone back on his word yet.
Oh, I know. I know, but
how can you possibly...
There must be a way, and I'll find it. Now, it's too late to start now, ma'am. So you'll spend the night at Granny Smith's. Then first thing in the morning, we'll hitch up the buckboard, and you, Little Beaver, and I'll make for Paradise Plateau.
We return to the adventures of Red Ryder in just a moment. Strength and energy are two things that make Red Ryder a real fighting man. And to have strength and energy, you must eat foods that are high in nutrition. So if you want extra food to help pep you up, here's the way to get it. Eat plenty of fresh and tasty Langendorf bread with every meal. But it's good, and good for you, too. Yes, delicious Langendorf bread supplies valuable food elements the body uses for energy and to build muscle and tissue. Then, for extra energy, fresh and tasty Langendorf bread contains dextrose, the world's greatest quick energy food. You'll find that Langendorf bread adds zest to every meal, and zest to living, too. It's so wonderfully fresh, so smooth and tasty, that baking experts judged it America's finest bread. Plain with butter or jelly, toasted or in sandwiches, you will agree that Langendorf bread is the finest bread you ever tasted. So help yourself to extra energy this extra good way. Get a loaf of fresh and tasty Langendorf bread tomorrow. Toward dusk of the following afternoon, we find Red Rider driving the buckboard toward what was formerly the Eddy Ranch at Paradise Plateau. Seated next to him, and trying hard to conceal her anxiety over the approaching showdown, is Mrs. Eddy. Some distance behind the wagon is Little Beaver, mounted on his pinto and firmly clutching Thunder's halter. Now, the Indian boy gallops forward to plead with Red once more.
Well, Little Beaver, what is it this time?
Me still want him turned back.
I've told you a dozen times you could. Just tie Thunder to the back of the buckboard.
Me no turn him back without you.
Then for the last time, get this straight. I'm not turning back. Why, we're almost there.
But me thought him hunch wise men stay away from Paradise Plateau. Or go to other paradise. Bang, bang.
Now quit worrying that little head of yours about me. I savvy right enough what I'm getting into.
Get him into trouble. Squaws always bring him trouble.
Little Beaver is right. Perhaps I am getting you in a lot of trouble.
Now just remember this, Mrs. Eddy. Coming here was my own idea. You didn't ask me.
I know, but...
And wasn't your husband a good deal better when we stopped by this morning just before leaving? Oh, the doc says he wished that kind of improvement came in bottles.
Oh, I know it means Jim's life, getting the ranch back for him. But it may also mean your life, and I could never forgive myself.
Oh, ma'am, if I'd got shot every time I've taken a chance, well, I'd be as full of holes as Ching Hao's kitchen sieve back at Painted Valley.
But here's a turn.
Good. Giddy up. It's getting plenty dark, but I can still make out the buildings. Looks right handsome, too.
Everyone said ours was the finest place of all. Maybe that's why we lost it.
Maybe.
Mr. Ryder.
Ma'am?
Wouldn't it be safer not to drive up openly like this?
Sneaking around is all right for coyotes and rustlers, but it kind of goes against my grain. Oh, there. All right, open up the gate, Little Beaver. Hey, where's Little Beaver gone?
Mr. Ryder.
Yes?
When we turned off the main road back there, I was sure I saw it. A lamp shining from the window of my kitchen.
Are you positive?
No, I'm not positive, but what do you think it might mean?
Well, it could be anything, Mrs. Eddy. There's somebody living in your house already. That's about the only thing I can figure. Now, where did Little Beaver go to?
Where are you going?
There. Is that the glimmer of light you saw?
Yes, and it is in my kitchen window.
You better stay here.
No, I'm going with you.
Now, Mrs. Eddy, ma'am, I got a feeling that...
All right, hombre. Stay where you are.
And who are you, mister?
That's the voice of the man who put us off our land.
By jing, so you're back.
Can't a man even walk around this country?
This is my land. Just bought this place. There's a sign back there. No trespassing. Didn't you see it?
How could we see any signs when it's as dark as this? And what if we just aim to pay a social call?
Yeah? Just let me catch you around here.
You're the man who shot my husband. This isn't your land. You couldn't have bought it. It's ours.
That's what you think.
Now, take it easy, ma'am. That sort of talk doesn't affect hombres like him. I can see that.
You bet it don't.
All right, mister. If it's just our trespassing on your land that you object to, we can... You have got a fast draw there, mister. You've had practice.
By jings, mister. Someday I'll get you for this if my arm ain't ruined.
Lucky all I shot at was your gun. Now stand over there and answer questions. What do you mean by saying you bought this place?
None of your business.
You want some more of the same medicine or...
No, wait, listen. I did buy it.
Who from?
The Paradise Plateau Mutual Water Company. With assessment values.
Where do you come from? All right, come on. Where do you come from?
From down across the border. I used to work for Phil Wainwright.
And who's Wainwright?
Mr. Ryder, that's the president of the water company.
Mm-hmm. I think I get it. And I'll bet I know the kind of work you used to do for this Wainwright hombre, too.
Yeah?
Somewhere else has been a water company come into a valley where they invited settlers, and like this one, pretty soon they told the settlers there was more money to pay than they figured on. And in this case, you had the job of driving them out. Come on, is that the story?
Well, yeah. A
fellow named Ace Hanlon got anything to do with this Wainwright?
Well, maybe he has.
Now we're really getting somewhere. What's your name?
Jack Miley. Let me go to the house and bandage up this arm with a gun splinter's got it, can't you?
Go on back and count yourself lucky you didn't get worse. I'm going to have a little talk with that Wainwright hombre.
Mr. Ryder, somebody's coming.
Yes? What's Little Beaver?
Oh, other part of Valley, people leave them homes, too.
I figured that you were seeing about something. They being driven off?
Me no can tell them. They just leave horses, wagons, got them stuff piled way up like them people move.
All right, come on, folks. Let's get out of here.
Where are we going?
Never mind that now. Just get in the buckboard. I sure wish I didn't have you along.
What's the trouble?
Well, I've been thinking this over. I figure I'm calling on this Wainwright hombre. Now, it's plain things aren't what they should be in this man's country. But in the meantime, what can I do with you?
Oh, don't worry about me. Please don't. Put me anywhere. I'm used to camping. I'm not afraid.
I don't know about that, ma'am. It's getting right dark.
Ryder, me watch him.
You'll take care of Mrs. Eddie?
Me guard him.
Good, that's all I want to know. Now, look, drive the buckboard over toward that clump of alders and wait for me to come back. Now, don't make any fire or let anybody know you're there by any sign. I'll unhitch Thunder and be back in an hour or two, I reckon.
Come over to report, Mr. Wainwright.
Well, come in, Baldy. Come in. Shut the door.
Sure, boss.
Yeah. Have a cigar.
Yeah.
It's a nice piece of work the boy's been doing the past 24 hours.
And now, look, Wainwright. I told you I didn't want that Miley among my men. He's too handy with a trigger.
Now, listen, Miley's all right.
Yeah? Well, he evidently didn't tell you that he plugged that guy Eddie and putting him off his ranch.
Plugged him?
Yeah. Now, look, Wainwright. I'm not again making a few dollars the easy way. This idea of Ace Hanlon's of juggling the books of the water company so his assessments can be raised again the settlers and then getting in the new crop to milk, I thought that's a slick deal. But I don't want no part in shooting any of them, see? And if there's anything come of the Eddie shooting, I throw you to the dogs and fast.
Yeah? Well, you get this on your own part, Baldy. You can't make an omelet without breaking a few eggs. We're secure in our legal rights. And if Eddie or anybody else resists, can I help
you? Shut up.
Huh? What's the trouble?
I thought I heard something outside.
I didn't hear nothing.
Well, maybe I was hearing things. Go on.
Hang it. You did hear somebody. Come in.
Evening, gentlemen. Just thought I'd pay a little social call.
Yes, sir. Come in. Kind of late at night. You're called business or social?
Which one of you is Wainwright?
I am. This is Mr. Julius Baldy, my chief engineer. You interested in acquiring land in the district? We still got a few choice acres left for enterprising young men.
Well, I don't know as I'd be interested in the land so much as the method of buying it.
Eh? Meaning what?
I got some friends that did some business with you, and I don't like the way it was done. People named James Eddie.
Eddie? Why? Something wrong with him?
Confound it, Wainwright.
Now, look, Wainwright. You're not fooling anybody but yourself. I've come here to ask you to give back to the Eddies what's theirs.
What's theirs? Why should I? I don't owe them anything. They owe me.
I'm just curious to know how.
Now listen, mister. I don't see why I should tell you my business.
Show them a contract, Wainwright. It's legal.
All right. Here's a standard contract.
Mm-hmm. Printing so fine, it would take a magnifying glass to read it.
Can I help it if you've got bad eyes?
Fact is, Wainwright, I got pretty good eyes. Trigger eyes. The Paradise Plateau Mutual Water Company shall be and is hereby empowered to make any such special assessments as its board of directors shall deem necessary. And in the event such assessments are not duly paid... Why did you all of a sudden assess Eddie and nobody else?
Well, had he improved the ditches down in his section.
Kind of expensive ditch digging, wasn't it? At $22.50 an acre?
Well, I didn't do it. Our board of directors did, made up of the ranchers themselves.
But handpicked by you.
Look here. I stood about all the curiosity I can from you. Who are you, anyway?
Red Rider's the name.
Red Rider.
Good grief.
That mean anything to you, gentlemen?
No. Now, listen, Rider. You get out of here. I never did anything to you.
Just stay right where you are. Don't go near that door.
Look out, boy! Blessed!
Too bad that gun of yours stuck there, Mr. Baldy. I must admit, I didn't see your hand as fast as I should have. I figured that Wainwright here would do the fast acting. Apparently, he lets others do his shooting for him.
I'll have the law on you, Rider. You can't come into the office of a corporation like this.
Where do you keep the contract that Eddie signed? In that safe? Open it.
I tell you, I'll have the law on you.
Open that safe. And stop shaking like that. I only want you to take one thing out of there. Eddie's contract. And I want you to spread it on that table, pick up a pen, dip it in the ink and mark it. All assessments, present and future, paid in full. Easy. Well, folks?
Red Rider's come back.
Howdy, Mrs. Eddie, ma'am.
Oh, I'm so glad, Mr. Rider. I've been terribly worried.
No need to, ma'am. And you can also quit worrying about your husband. Because no sick bed will ever be able to hold him after he hears the news.
News? What news?
Well, you see, ma'am, Mr. and Mrs. James Eddie have just got back one grade A improved ranch, complete with paid-up contract.
Rider comes to you each Tuesday, Thursday, and Saturday night at 7:30 over these same stations. Tune in Thursday and find out about the other dispossessed settlers of Paradise Plateau. Will Red Rider also come to their rescue? And what of the sinister, scheming Wainwright? How will he seek to avenge himself on the fearless cowboy? Listen again for the next exciting episode of Red Rider. Red Rider is presented for your enjoyment by Langendorf, bakers of the bread judged America's finest. Get a loaf of fresh and tasty Langendorf bread at your grocer's tomorrow. How can I help during these critical times? That is a question that many of us are asking ourselves today. There are ways all of us can aid our fighting forces. Thousands more volunteer workers are needed for civilian defense, Red Cross, USO, and other vitally important work. By buying defense stamps and bonds, we help our government and save for the future. And we can help to keep our chins up by keeping physically and mentally fit. For the extra energy that many of us need these days, Langendorf bread is rich in essential vitamins, proteins, and dextrose, the world's greatest quick energy food. Remember, keep physically fit and do your bit. This program came to you from Hollywood. This is the Blue Network.